This session is about self-knowledge. In order to run our lives with full freedom, it is essential to be honest with ourselves. Knowing yourself includes being aware of your own strengths and weaknesses. The problem, however, is that many people are unable to accept their limits. Maintaining the delusion of our perfection unfortunately moves us for the worse. The key mistake is ignoring the flaws that surround us. Any flaws that we don't acknowledge begin to dominate our actions because we have no control over them. We are constantly repeating the same patterns of behavior, which are reinforced. We rarely realize when our behavior isn't working because it would mean revealing uncomfortable truths about ourselves. Seeing the backdrop of the theater we're performing might be too powerful an experience to bear. It could lead us to a disillusionment that would bring us completely to our knees. Ignoring our own flaws is a short-sighted solution that ultimately weakens us. The energy we expend on maintaining a flawless image is lacking in other areas of our lives. This state of affairs can limit us and lead to a loss of the joy and inner freedom that comes with discovery and learning. Such patterns of behavior make it difficult not only to relate to those around us, but also to relate to ourselves, which in turn affects our sense of self-worth and self-confidence, the level of which should be crucial. So, how to get to yourself? A key element of self-knowledge is to ask questions. This requires admitting that we don't know something, and this is the moment that many people fear, and unnecessarily so. If we had all the answers, we would miss the opportunity for learning and personal development. A fascinating tool for self-discovery is the concept of the Johari window, created by Joseph Luft and Harrington Ingham. These authors have divided personality characteristics into four domains to illustrate different aspects of our characteristics based on our awareness and what others see. The first category is a place that represents the qualities that we and those around us know about. The second area is the hidden space, where there are qualities that we are aware of but do not share publicly. Each of us has our own secrets in private space, and it's up to us who we invite into it. The important thing is how we feel about these qualities and how we relate to them. We can guard our secrets with a sense of anxiety about being found out, or we can create a private space where we feel safe and calm, even in difficult moments. This segment gives us space for self-reflection, reflecting on who we are and who we want to become. It contains accessible information that we can work with. Two other segments also present interesting aspects of self-knowledge: the blind spot and the realm of the unknown. The blind spot includes characteristics that are perceived by our surroundings, but of which we ourselves are unaware. On the other hand, the sphere of the unknown includes those characteristics that neither we nor the people around us are aware of. Even though we are not aware of them, they have an impact on our lives. It is these areas, the blind spot and the realm of the unknown, that deserve our exploration. The more qualities come into our consciousness, the better we can consciously control and correct them. Getting feedback from loved ones can be very helpful for rationally strengthening our self-knowledge. However, it is important to remember that feedback should not be confused with criticism or unsolicited advice. Truly constructive feedback is based on a sincere intention to help the other person understand how his or her behavior affects those around him or her. The person giving the feedback should express his or her own feelings and opinions, as perceptions may change from person to person. Ideally, feedback should be expressed positively and specifically so that it is clear and understandable. The importance of being specific is that in this way, we can avoid misunderstandings. Another aspect on the path to self-knowledge is emotions. The emotional dimension is crucial and can provide us with valuable information about our needs. Here, for example, Maslow's pyramid of needs applies, which breaks down human needs according to their hierarchy. Based on this theory, basic needs are physiological needs, such as food and sleep. We must meet these needs for our survival. This is followed by people's need for security, which can relate not only to physical but also to psychological aspects, including the need for acceptance and fitting in. Only after these basic needs have been met can the focus turn to higher needs, emotional, respect, self-esteem, and finally self-realization. When our needs are not met, they lead to tension and negative emotions that can have various consequences. Some people symbolically run away from such a situation. Others react aggressively, while others may be paralyzed. However, these various defensive behaviors can have long-term harmful effects on our relationships with other people and on our own mental health. That's why it's important to learn to understand our emotions. Knowing how to name them and understand where their roots lie can be key to coping effectively with situations and improving our experience of them. The risks on the path of self-discovery are real and worth being aware of. One is confirmation bias, the tendency to focus only on information that confirms what we already know. In this way, we easily overlook views that disagree with our own, which can interfere with our self-image. If you get annoyed when someone brings up a different point of view, it may be a warning sign that you have fallen into a trap. People who don't know that they don't know usually don't invest time in thinking about their weaknesses. On the other hand, if you are too dependent on the evaluation of others, you may feel tied down, which will prevent you from really developing. The key to inner stability is to find your own place of evaluation, which should be the result not only of the perception of others, but also of your own opinion. Gaining this balance and freedom is a long-term process, but it is worth starting. Along the way, you will not only find adventure, but also knowledge and a more meaningful existence. Any time and effort you put into self-discovery will pay off in the long run in the form of self-realization and a sense of fulfillment. The journey to self-discovery is often challenging, but the reward for the effort is a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us. Every step you take towards a better understanding of your emotions, needs, and motivations will enable you to better navigate life situations. As you work on self-knowledge, you learn how to respond to challenges with healthier patterns of behavior, how to meet your needs, and how to communicate more effectively with others. If you choose to invest time in self-discovery, keep in mind that it is not an easy task. It requires courage, openness, and a willingness to face your own weaknesses. There may be times when you feel alone or disoriented, but that is part of personal growth. A good way to start can be regular self-reflection, which you can indulge in the form of journaling, meditation, or discussions with trusted people in your life. It's also helpful to pay attention to how you feel in different situations and ask yourself what the emotion means and where it comes from. Psychotherapy can be another valuable path to self-discovery. Working with a therapist offers a unique perspective that can help you understand complex situations and feelings that you might not otherwise be able to see. A therapist is there to support and guide you in recognizing what is important to you and what is holding you back. Finally, remember that the journey to self-discovery is personal and individual. It is not a competition, and everyone has their own time frame and their own challenges. Be patient with yourself and celebrate the small improvements you make. The more you know about yourself, the better you will be able to live an authentic life that is in harmony with your values and needs. In conclusion, the journey to self-discovery can teach you much more than just who you are. It can also help you understand what is most important to you and offer you the keys to a full and happy life. All of this will contribute to empowering you to not only better deal with your emotions, but also strengthen your ability to establish quality interpersonal relationships that will enrich your life. So trust in the process and in the possibilities that self-discovery offers. Every step along the way will pay you back handsomely and open up new horizons for you. Let's dive into the practical part. As I said before, in the area of self-knowledge, the most important thing is to ask yourself. Here, I have prepared the most important questions to ask yourself. I have prepared some specific questions for each category to offer you a lot to think about. Characteristics that we and others know about. What specific skills do I consider to be my strengths? What accomplishments in my career or personal life am I most proud of? What compliments or praise do I receive most often from others? What values do I consider important, and how do I demonstrate them in my actions? What do I usually do when faced with a challenge, and how do others respond? Which activities fulfill me and bring me joy? What situations give me the opportunity to show my strengths? What type of people do I attract with my behavior and approach to life? When was the last time I helped someone, and what did it get me? What motivates me to try to improve myself? Hidden space. What secret would I never tell anyone? Why is that? What qualities would I want others to see, but I am hiding those qualities? What do I sometimes hide the real me for? What fears do I have that my secret might be revealed? How do I feel when I realize I am hiding something? Is it anxiety, fear, or something else? What could I do to embrace my hidden qualities? In what ways am I creating a comfortable and safe space for myself? If I shared my hidden thoughts with someone close to me, what do I think would happen? What specific situations make me most afraid of sharing my secrets? How do my secrets affect my daily life? Characteristics that others know about but I'm not aware of. What qualities do friends or colleagues often remind me of but I don't see or want to see? How do people react to my behavior in situations where I am upset or frustrated? What mistakes do people repeatedly mention when dealing with me? How can I improve my ability to receive constructive criticism? When was the last time I was surprised by others' reactions to my behavior, and what did it show me? When and in what situations do I question insights about myself? How do I feel when someone gives me feedback I wasn't expecting? What role does my ego play in what I think about the opinions of others? Characteristics that neither we nor others know about. What questions do I ask myself when I think about what I still don't know about myself? What would I like to do to get to know my hidden talents or abilities better? What situations could I experience to discover new aspects of myself? What patterns of behavior or thinking might be the source of the unknown in me? What activities could I try that might help open me up to new experiences? How would I feel if I discovered a new talent or skill I never knew I had? What are my fears about exploring parts of myself that I don't know? How could I begin to embrace the unknown and be open to new experiences? If I could meet my future self and ask one thing, what would it be? What role models in my life have I seen in others that I admire that I could transfer to myself? Further reflection. What would it be like for me to learn about a hidden quality that could help me? How could I begin to understand and work with my emotions that I would normally ignore? How would I feel if I finally came to terms with my imperfections? What does it mean for me to be authentic and true to myself? What concrete steps could I take to get back to myself and feel comfortable in my life? What negative thinking patterns should I let go of in order to grow? What is currently holding me back in my journey of self-discovery? What resources can inspire me in the process of self-discovery? In what ways could reflecting on my inner world lead me to positive change in my life? What would I want people to remember about my personality if they never saw me again?